This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
What's the latest on the crew? Let's go inside the clubhouse with Drew Wagner of Forbes Sports on Wisconsin Sports Daily. Served up by Wendy's on 1250 AM and 105.7 FM The Fan. Inside the Clubhouse is brought to you by Focus Baseball. Sign your kids up now for July open tryouts at FocusBaseball.com. Ages 6 to 17.
All right, let's get to it. This is that time of year, by the way, where parents are on eggshells with their kids and travel baseball, right? Because now you're fearing that your kid's not going to get invited back, or they're going to, you know, you can come back, you can try out or whatever. And then as a parent, you have to decide, okay, if they're not inviting them back and if I'm bringing them back for a tryout, okay, they want him back if he's better than any of the other kids, or she's better than any of the other kids that come back for the tryout. That's what we're really kind of talking about at that point. And then you have to figure out, and your child has to figure out, okay, well, do you really want to be on this team? And if so, we can go back and we can do this all over again. Or your child may decide, well, heck with that. They don't want me, then I'll go play somewhere else. And then you have to scramble and find out, okay, who else has tryouts and so forth? Who has the good coaches? Who has all that stuff? Focus Baseball, I will tell you first-hand knowledge, they do have good coaches and so forth. My kid's been over there for the last couple of winters training with those guys. So Focus Baseball, a bunch of good dudes over there. Joining us now, he is Andrew Wagner. Follow him on Twitter, by Andrew Wagner. And, of course, does a great job covering the Brewers for Forbes Sports. Mr. Wagner, I guess, first things first, the fact that the Brewers sit a couple of games behind the Cubs in first place right now, and just a month ago, I don't think anybody would have believed they would be here a month later.
I'm not shocked by it. I mean, I've said from the beginning, this team has all the pieces to be good, and it is better than the record showed. I thought it was just going to take some time. I thought this is a team that could get hot, go on a tear, and you know, crawl its way out of the hole, and they've done it. You know, I mean, we've seen some really good pitching, with the exception of those first three games. The starting pitching, despite being decimated, has been really good, and it was only a matter of time until the offense shook out of its funk and started doing, you know, what you expected it to do.
News coming out a little bit earlier today that Rob Zastrozzini is headed for the IL. They call back up Easton from AAA Nashville. Easton McGee to come up.
How did you say his name?
Easton McGee?
No.
What did I say?
Zastrozzini?
Oh, that guy, Rob Zastrozzini or whatever. How do you say his name? I should just call him Rob Z.
Rob Zastrozzini.
Sure, whatever his name is. He's pitched really well for the Brewers. Which is good. He's pitched a lot for the Brewers, which we were talking about earlier, too. How much of a setback is this for that Brewers bullpen? Because he has been relied on quite a bit.
Yeah, he'd become a really, really effective leverage guy, you know, very good lefty out of the bullpen. So it's kind of surprising to hear him pop up on the IL today. You know, it changes things a little bit. You'll probably have to see them utilize Ashbeer Hall more in more one-inning situations. You know, they have options there. But yeah, it stings a little bit because that guy, he's been really, really good.
The other part about this, I'm curious to get your thoughts on Ashby and DL Hall. Do we think they're locked into this bullpen role probably now for the remainder of the season? Could you see one of them getting sent to AAA to get stretched back out again? Or do you think where they are right now is where they end up probably by the time we come to September 2?
I think they're staying in the bullpen, barring some sort of, you know, cataclysmic if five guys get kidnapped or something. But, you know, you've got guys at AAA that are still stretched out, you know, namely Logan Henderson. Tobias Myers will be an option if need be. What they're going to do with Miz, if they send Patrick down, he'll be another option. I just think it'd be too hard to stretch them out to an 80-pitch workload again, you know, before the end of the season. And it doesn't really make sense with the options they already have in place.
That last homestand, Brewers get four wins, couple of losses. I think that was the baseline for where Brewer fans wanted it against those two teams of, you better come out of this with a winning record. Not 500, but a winning record. And they had every chance to sweep the Rockies there on Sunday and be 5-1 on that homestand. That was kind of a gut punch for a couple of different reasons. Number one, McGill gives up a home run to, of all people, a former Brewer in Orlando Arcia. So that was the number one thing. But then the second thing is you had glimpses of what it looked like earlier in the season where you get guys on base and just can't come up with that big hit at that moment in time. And I talked about this yesterday. Every Major League Baseball team is going
to
have
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Those scenarios play out for them throughout the course of a year. Without question, it's going to happen. But while it's, well, you can't win every game, yeah, and you're going to lose some. Sure, you're going to lose some games 6-2, you know, 5-2, 5-1, whatever. But when you're playing the worst team in baseball and lose that way while you're at home, hurts a little bit more in my mind than just, well, it's just a loss.
I mean, yeah, it definitely stinks. You know, it kind of, say what you want about the Rockies, and they are bad, don't get me wrong. They're still a pro team. They had some pretty good dudes on the mound throughout the game on Sunday. I think the real bummer to it is it just, the two games that they lost against teams that you figure they would have beaten, both came on days when the team that you're chasing lost. Sunday stings for all the reasons that you listed. Add in the fact that the Cubs lost. You could have gone into that off day, one game out, and then in the lead spot for the wild card. It doesn't make that big of a difference in the grand scheme of things, but you definitely have to look at it like a missed opportunity.
Talking with Andrew Wagner, Forbes Sports Brewers writer, brought to you by Focus Baseball. Follow Andrew Wagner on Twitter at @ByAndrewWagner. The other thing we talk about is, you know, in the last month of how well this team has done. I mean, this team is among the best in baseball over the last, you know, 29, 30 games or so offensively. And part of that is obviously Christian Yelich being smoking hot.
But let's talk about Jackson Chourio for a second. Jackson Chourio, at parts of the year last year, was among one of the better hitters in baseball. Do you feel like we're going to see that again here at some point this year?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, he's getting pitched differently. He's still adjusting to it. I don't think that, you know, that this is the ceiling for Jackson Chourio this season. He's a much better player than we've seen so far. I think he's figuring it out. But I fully, especially if Yelich keeps raking the way that he does, I think you're going to start seeing Chourio get more pitches to hit. Right now, they're still taking their chances with it. Until, you know, things kind of change a little bit, Jackson Chourio is going to be fine, I guess, is what it all comes down to. The guy is way too good. He's a young player, and he's going to go through stretches like this where he's got to kind of figure it out, maybe scuffle a little. I mean, not to say that he's playing poorly. I think the one thing is you want to see more pop out of his bat. You know, you're expecting to see a little bit more power, a little bit more damage. Again, a lot of that you attribute to the way that guys are pitching you, and I think that will change, especially if Yelich stays as hot as he is.
Another move that they made today, the Milwaukee Brewers. Anthony Seager called up from AAA Nashville. He's a catcher. He plays on. He can play on the infield as well. They've been playing him at third base some. They let go of Daz Cameron, designated him for assignment. I thought it was going to be Monasterio, but it was Daz Cameron. Fine. What about Seager? How much run is he going to get here in place of, say, Caleb Durbin at third?
Well, that remains to be seen. I mean, he's got a lot of versatility. And you know, there were a couple of thoughts, like, is Monasterio going to get sent down? Is Contreras going to put on the IL? So, yeah, Daz Cameron was a bit of a surprise. It all depends on how Seager does up here. I think the important question, Sparky, is does this promotion help Giannis's case to stay in Milwaukee? Did Giannis okay this call-up by the Brewers? That's the big question.
You're not funny. Just, would you please tell me what you think of Seager? Is he going to play or not? Or is he just coming up to be some utility guy?
Can I have a little fun on a day like this, Parker? Yeah.
Just stick with what we're talking about with the Brewers. Got to take your shots at Giannis and the Bucks. Just stick with what we're talking about.
Someone's salty today. Yes, Anthony Seager will be a utility piece. They might make a nice little platoon with him at third base for Durbin against some of the tougher matchups. He's very versatile, can play a lot of spots, has been playing really good ball, been really good offensively at Nashville. So just a little bit of an upgrade over Daz Cameron.
He is Andrew Wagner, Forbes Sports Brewers writer, brought to you by Focus Baseball. Follow him on Twitter by Andrew Wagner. Catch him coming up tonight as well. The Leadoff Show, powered by the Potawatomi Sportsbook with Tommy Wirtz. Catch him on that show each and every night, too. Andrew Wagner, thank you so much. I appreciate it.
I'll try to keep on topic next time, Sparky.
Just the Giannis Bucks thing. It's a glorious day. Don't ruin it for me. I'm just trying to enjoy the day. That's all I'm trying to do. I'm just trying to enjoy a nice day. In Bucks fandom. That's all I'm looking for. You want to go back to...
I wasn't ripping Giannis. I was ripping the goofballs on Twitter who seem to think that every single decision is impacting Giannis's future in Milwaukee. Those quote-unquote insiders. Those are the people that I hate.
Mr. Wagner, have a good night. Take care.
Bye.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.